It's 10:45 and this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Tara Lozinski. It's 10 o'clock and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news, Toronto businessman Nassim Gilani will testify before House of Commons today about his business dealings with former NP Raheem Jaffer. Gilani plans to contradict Jaffer's earlier claim that their business relationship ended in September. He will also present paperwork to prove it. Jaffer is under parliamentary review for allegations of lobbying the government to get contracts for businesses he represents. Omar Khadr will appear in a military court today at the U.S. Naval Prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. According to a lawyer involved in the case, Khadr's lawyers will be discussing a plea bargain that could include repatriation to Canada. This is the second time Khadr's lawyers are trying to get him home instead of going to a prison in the U.S. Toronto-born Khadr, now 23, has been detained for more than 7 years on terrorism-related charges. He's the last Western prisoner being held in Gitmo. Two people were flown to hospital following an early morning accident. The two-car crash happened in East Gwillimbury at 7 a.m. this morning. Police say one of the victims may be pregnant. The collision happened at Queensville Side Road and 2nd Concession. In sports, the Toronto Red Wings beat Phoenix last night 6-1 in their first postseason series win. Detroit goes on to meet the San Jose Sharks in the Western Conference semifinals, while the Coyotes go home empty-handed after having their best season in Phoenix despite ownership turmoil. Round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs wraps up tonight, with the Montreal Canadiens battling the series against the Capitals. The pressure will be on as the Canadiens try to shut down Washington, a team favored to win the Cup. For soccer fans, there's something special in the CBC atrium today. The FIFA World Cup trophy is in town, and 3,000 lucky ticket holders will get a chance to take pictures with it. But hands off, because only heads of state and World Cup team winners get to touch it. Toronto is the only Canadian stop for the trophy's world tour. In entertainment news, Canadian actor Paul Gross gets to celebrate twice this Friday. It's his 51st birthday and the premiere of his latest film, Gunless. It's his first movie since writing, directing, and acting in the First World War epic, Passchendaele. Gross is happy not to be shouldering the pressures of another film like that. Passchendaele won 5 Genies in 2009. Gunless is a Western and a comedy about American character, the Montana Kid, who wanders into Canada circa 1880. Secrets of a Black Boy wrapped up with its final show at the Music Hall. Many people came out to support and help celebrate its successful run. The play explores the lives of the African Canadian boys and slowly unravels the secrets that haunt them. The playwright, Darren Anthony, hopes Secrets of a Black Boy will inspire young people to share their own stories through theater.
Basically, I just want to spark conversation and inspire the next generations of storytellers. I find that there's a young voice out there that wants to be heard, and theater is a beautiful medium. And I think there's more to it than just rap.
Darren Anthony and his sister Trey both work in their communities with youth on a regular basis. They devote their time educating and encouraging people to express themselves with their voices. And that's all for Observer Radio News right now. For more news, go to our website, Toronto Observer.ca. I'm Tara Lozinski.